As reports indicate, a ceasefire deal between Israel and the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah could soon become a reality. The countries traded deadly and destructive strikes. Monday morning, November 25th, reports said Hezbollah attacked Galilee from Lebanon, while Israel continued to focus on the Lebanese capital of Beirut. The latest round of attacks started with an Israeli strike on Beirut Saturday night, November 23rd, that left more than 24 people dead, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. Hezbollah responded to that strike by launching more than 200 rockets and drones at Israel, marking one of the heaviest bombardments of Israel since fighting intensified in September. Israel said its goal is to return tens of thousands of people home who evacuated from the northern part of the country due to rocket attacks by Hezbollah. Meanwhile, Israeli attacks on Beirut have led the Lebanese Education Ministry to postpone school there until January. On Sunday, November 24th, the European Union's foreign policy chief said a U.S. ceasefire proposal was awaiting final approval from Israel. CNN reported on Monday morning, citing sources, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has approved the ceasefire deal with Hezbollah in principle during a security consultation with Israeli officials Sunday night.